Hello and welcome to today's heartbeat. It's on listening to God's instructions. How do you hear God's instructions? How do you listen to them? Don't know about you, but I've actually heard little whispers in my brain, in my mind, to encouraging me to choose a certain way, to act a certain way, to admonish me when I'm not acting a certain way. Has that happened to you? Have you ever had where you felt someone on your shoulder, in your mind, saying, "Don't be like that. That's not a good way to talk. That wasn't very good, was it? You need to be kind. You need to have a heart that just loves and serves." It's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to many of you. God's conscience, Him speaking to our conscience. Now, in 1 Timothy, so it's the first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, starting at verse 18, it says this: "I am giving you these instructions, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies made earlier about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, having faith and a good conscience." So it's he fights the good fight by having faith and a good conscience. Another translation states, "Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their consciences, and as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked." Your conscience. What's your conscience? Isn't it in a way where you work out what's right and wrong? You've developed that ability to think through things with your head and your heart and work out the right way to live, the right way to be. That, like it says, keep your mind, conscience clear, free. In the Old Testament, mind could be translated to heart. So it's the heart of you. You keep free and clear so that the Holy Spirit can guide us. This heart then can be full of love and grace and goodness that comes only from God. And then when we make choices, hopefully it's then the right choice to make, the right way to go. We're guided correctly. Our conscience can help us understand so that we don't fall out of line, fall out of the way how we should live. We have to use these gifts to keep them sharp. We know then that we're listening. We need help to listen to what God has to say to us. And then we need help to obey what He says to us. So it's two ways. We've got to be able to practice listening. And then when we listen, to actually obey what He tells us to do, or how to live, or what to say, because it can vary what He asks. We keep our conscience finely tuned by staying close to Him. Think of a radio. Just this morning I turned on the radio and it was going crackle, crackle, crackle. Couldn't get the music out, couldn't hear what was being said. I had to like dial it down and go back to the basic to try and fine tune, to line it up to whatever's the airwaves were, to fine tune it so I could hear what was trying to be communicated to me. I have to stay close. I've got to spend time in the Word of God. I've got to make an effort to understand. I've got to own it, own right or wrong, own, you know, the right way to live, the right way to think. I've got to, like, I guess, have an accountability to God of what I choose to listen to watch, to hear, to live by things. I've got to have a sense what is right and wrong. I've got to be unmoved by or frustrated by injustice. When I say unmoved, the injustice causes us to move to help with justice, to help with the person who's being made low, put low, are treated badly, the injustices to them, but not that I then become the judge, the one to go to. I've got to remind my conscience it's all because of him, is becoming like Jesus. So it's, Lord, please continue to sharpen my conscience, and may I speak in harmony with your word. May I be unified with you. May I truly have a conscience free and clear to love and serve you. And when I then share you with others, that you're just amazed, I'm amazed, you're amazed, we're all amazed at what you can do, because it's full of your love, full of your guidance. We need to sharpen it, keep it in tune, keep fine-tuning, because otherwise it goes stale. You lose the ability to tune it. You don't even know which buttons to push to fine-tune you back to where you should be. God desires us to use our gifts well, but we need to then keep our minds and hearts free and clear and focused on him. So where do you need to fine-tune your dial? Do you really, like, totally need to spend time reading the scripture, understanding the living God, understanding his word, understanding his guiding path, his rules, the discipline he desires us to have so that we can be the best we can be? Do we need to sit and have a prayer time and have that relationship with him that we just don't have? We desire it, but we don't want to spend the time that we would deny ourselves, that we would sacrifice and spend the time to know him, to love him, to serve him. Just the whole concept of life gets better and changes more and improves when our heart is fully focused on him. So therefore our mind is, and we can be all that God asks us to be. So keep your mind clear and free and firm in Christ, so that Christ can live and exude out of us, so that we can actually be the best us that we can be. And we can love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbour as ourself. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you again next week.